a written plan is intended as a work in progress, providing you a method to keep track of events, memorialize them, update the situation, and continually rethink how you can do better. Roger Urey in Getting to Yes said the big step forward is when you can state the situation as they see it to their satisfaction. If they can do that in reverse about what you want, you usually can reach a resolution. This is the ideal standard to work towards. First part. State your objectives. No more than three. More than three objectives is unwieldy and unworkable. Jack Welch, former GE CEO, said when he had three objectives and accomplished one, he recreated the list. He said wisely, "Something else may have emerged as more important." In ever-accelerating times, this is even more true today than when Jack was CEO of GE. In your negotiations, this means if you lock down one objective, you should reevaluate the other two and consider what your third should be then. Change is what you can count on. The two are either more or less important than they were. You must then reanalyze that situation to reformulate your objectives. Too many objectives create too cumbersome a plan. This is why lawyers are so often dazed, confused, and late. They are trying to do too much. You want to narrow your list to the